What does that sound, you ask?
Welcome to the Rec Show Podcast, a show dedicated to beatmakers around the world. Kick back, relax with the host, Golden Mind.
Remember what this was like, yo. It ain't been that long, man. I only took a couple weeks off, but now I'm back, yo. So listen, we getting into that good stuff right now, man. You know what I mean? This is called Smiles, one for Ed by Kamau, Kamau, from the Session End compilation volume 3, yo. Check the link in the bio, man. So many dope beat makers, music producers. Y'all better tap in, yo. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Yo, this is Nod Your Head, and you're tuned in to The Rec Show with my man Goldmine. Don't sleep.
All right, check, 1, 2. Peace and love, everybody. Yo, it's been a few weeks since we had a new episode, man. But yo, we finally here, man. We are tapping into episode number 100. But before I even go into that, the 100th episode, man, what we gonna do right now, I gotta go back a couple weeks, man. The last episode, number 99, Bap Notes Music, Sacramento, California band, man. I had a conversation with the entire band, man. That was an amazing conversation. I definitely need y'all to tap into Bap Notes Music, what they're doing, the sound packs that they put out as well. And then if you're in the California area, Sacramento, California area, go see them live, man. They're doing some amazing things. Different projects are coming out. Yo, y'all got to tap into the music. Just go back into the archives, man, and check on number 99. We had an amazing conversation. So I want to thank Bap Notes Music for episode number 99. And then the week before that, we had a conversation with A Love Supreme California. Yo, man, this is the Marvel Universe of beatmakers, you know what I mean? Of a grassroots organization doing some amazing things in Ontario, California. Yo, I need y'all to check them out, man. My guy T-Dot, Black Guy 9, your boy Pax, Burn the Topiary. Yo, man, it's so much splashiest. It's so many people, man, that's in that organization. They coming up on their 1-year anniversary as well, I think on the 22nd of this month. So I know y'all to go ahead, show your love for A Love Supreme California, man. Tap into what they're doing. They're doing some amazing things, man. They my guys, yo. Now, let's get into one episode number 100, man. We got a dope interview with one of the hardest working individuals, yo, besides myself. You know what I mean? He's doing some amazing things with the Proven Knowledge podcast, man. Tapping in with amazing artists from all over, you know what I mean, getting their side of the story. He either had me on for episode number 129, man. So that was an amazing conversation, man. So it's only right, man. I gotta have him on the show. I gotta get his story, man. Let him tell his story from north, is it northeast or northwest Ohio? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, northeast for me.
Northeast. Yep. Yeah, there you go. Northeast Ohio, man. He's a beat maker, man. He collaborates with all of these different types of artists as well. So they use his music. Yo, he's got his B-Star page. Like, he does some motivational stuff that's always popping up on IG, man. And it makes sense. He asks very dope, amazing questions. Yo, I need y'all to give it up for the one and only Anthony Church. Anthony Church, welcome to the show, my guy. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. And like I said, dude, I've been waiting for this for a long time. So I'm excited to be here. And again, I want to congratulate you on making it to 100 episodes, because that's a huge thing. And I already told you this on the last, you know, time we talked, but, you know, you just doing this, your platform, super great for producers. For the moment I saw it, the moment I heard your platform, I was like, this guy's amazing. So I'm happy to be here. This is great, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. You helped me. You helping me get there. So to help me get to 100, man, listen, yo, you already go 160, you know what I mean, with your podcast. I'm trying to get where you are, but, you know, it's 1 week at a time.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, so, yo, man. So it's a lot of people, a lot of the mutants out there that might not know who Anthony Church is, man. So for the B-heads, you know, for the internets, you know, who are you? You know, where are you from? And then you're using your own, like, real name. So you don't have a moniker, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Just my actual government name.
Got you. I got you. So, and then can you name off any associated collectives or labels that you might be a part of as well?
Yeah. So, okay. So I'll start from the beginning. So you did say I'm from Northeast Ohio. So if anyone knows, like, Cleveland area, Canton, Ohio, I'm like 20 minutes from Canton. So it's kind of all in the same, like, area.
Oh, from the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Hall of Fame. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And I started producing in 2016. So actually this month, at the end of this month or next month, it's 7 years officially. So that's really when I started music. And it all kind of started with me and my artist friend, Jay Trey. We took a trip to California. It was our high school senior trip. And we kind of just got inspired from taking that journey. And by the time we got back, we had already talked about doing music. And I pretty much just agreed that I was going to make the beats for him and he was going to rap. So I've done pretty much all of his music. There's a few songs I didn't produce for him, but for the most part, we just started working together. And then for me, I just wanted to continue to expand what I was doing and started work with different artists. And then around like 2019 is when I got, you know, started getting other placements with different people, just meeting them through Instagram, through Twitter, sending my music out. That's really when I got comfortable to send my music out to people, just started building on that. And then 2020, that's when the podcast got started, around the time of the pandemic. So I just really started interviewing different artists, having people reach out to me, and I was reaching out to them and just making connections. And now here we are in 2023 and all this great stuff is happening, just trying to be consistent with social media stuff and do the show every week and then continue to, you know, put out my own material as well as get placements with different artists and just kind of have like a nice ecosystem going for myself. And I think it's just taking it one day at a time and kind of getting there has been the best part, and just watching it grow from what it was, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. It's crazy to see just the progress that can be made. As far as like the Proven Knowledge brand and everything, that's still completely independent, pretty much still all just my doing. And like I said, Jay Trey, he's still very much involved. in the process. So we're not signed to anyone, and we also haven't signed artists ourselves. It's kind of just our own thing that we're doing still. And it's kind of just, you know, to house all the creative things we do. It could be clothing, it could be podcasts, it could be albums we're working on and different music we're putting out there. But it's kind of just been a great like space to be able to have the freedom to, you know, express ourselves in that way. So I think just keeping it independent and keeping it ours is a super important thing. We're actually working on the first Proven Knowledge album right now, and we're getting it mixed and mastered, and that should be out before the end of the year. It's going to have a lot of different artists we've worked with on it, which we're very excited about. So that's kind of like in a nutshell, you know, what's been going on and what has gone on to kind of get to this point, I think.
Wow. Wow. Amazing, man. Yo, so your own in-house. So you release the music, you release merch. Like what you do with social media and for the internet, man, just go to IG, man. Click on Anthony Church. Wait, let me get it right. Anthony underscore Church 24, man. So, yo, man, this guy, like, if you want inspiration, especially as a music producer, beat maker, composer, man, that's your guy, man. Like, yo, every time I appreciate see, it, man. Like, the way you come up with your questions, it just makes people, and I don't know about everybody else, it make me think, like, damn, okay, maybe it's just a different perspective to think about, you know, how I'm creating and releasing music and interacting with different people and stuff like that on a good thing, man. Cause not everybody is given those like thought provoking questions. Some of them are just, you know, regurgitated, you know, sound bites and stuff like that. But you taking the time, actually recording the video, talking about your own stories as well. And the inspirational stories. I want to make sure I got, is it inspiration? That segment, man, I'm forgetting the segment that you had.
It might be inspired stories.
Inspired stories. There it is. Yeah. Where you go over that, man. So where did that come from where you wanted to start doing that?
Yeah. Well, so I'll touch on inspired stories first. I kind of just started doing that with, I was talking about artists that I was a fan of or people that, you know, influenced me when I was growing up. So it started at the beginning of 2021, and each month I would do like a different artist. So this year, what I decided to do is shift it towards independent artists, maybe people that don't, you know, aren't very well known, artists that I've worked with or artists that I know. So now it's kind of like every month I'll highlight a new artist, and I'll just, like you said, I show my face on the camera. I talk a little bit about the artist, my connection with them, and why I think what they're doing is important, and I encourage people to go check it out. I usually post it to Instagram and YouTube as well, so people can see that. And then I do a Spotify playlist to kind of coincide with that, and we'll put the artist song in there for the month as well, so people can go check out the playlist and hear that artist and some other artists. And just, it's a great way for people to discover new music as well. So it's very cool, and that's been exciting to do. I'm definitely going to keep doing that, and it's a great content idea. I think for just me even being as consistent as I've become, I have to credit the people that I've learned from really over the last 5 years. Like, I've really made it a thing for myself to invest in, you know, music marketing classes and just learn different things about how to create content, what different strategies look like, how to engage with people, and do it from the standpoint of, you know, we're music producers, and we're trying to attract artists, you know, to work with us, or we're trying to attract other music producers. Maybe you want to collab with people. In my case, you know, I do the podcast as well, and so do you. So you always want to find guests and things like that. So you kind of look at it through that lens, and then you apply your own story to it. And then I feel like the more you do it and you just continue to build, you know, a good workflow, it gets easier and easier. And I think even looking back to like 2018, when I wasn't even showing my face at all, I was just posting like a logo or a beat or something, and no one was caring. And I was like, why aren't they caring? Well, it's because I wasn't injecting my personality in there. I wasn't showing them who I actually was. And I think once you do that and you start getting more comfortable with who you are, and you start just showing people that you're passionate about what you do, then you start to receive that good feedback, and you start to meet people that are very much like yourself. and then things just kind of take off. And that's really what it's been for me. And just to see that all come back is great. And it's just fun too. Like, I've made it fun for myself to be able to come up with different content ideas and just really get creative with it. Cause I think people take the fun out of it, but it really is supposed to be fun. You know, it's supposed to be just as fun as the music side of it. If you can have as much fun with the content as you can with the music, then you're going to have an even better time being able to be consistent and show up every day in the right places. So that's really, you know, as far as like how I approach social media and how I approach all these things with just, you know, if you're always seeing what I'm doing, then I think I'm doing it right. And it's just like anything else. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. So I always try to keep that in mind.
Hey, man, that is a dope way to think about that as well, man. Keep doing it. Consistency over time. Yep. Every day, you know what I mean? And then injecting your own personality. I think when we first start, like when we first start making music and or any creative, like we kind of mimic the people that we looked up to. Mm-hmm. And then something clicks to where it's like, okay, I can't copy them forever. Like, I literally have to put my own stamp on whatever I'm creating, like, whether it be music, whether it be art, clothing, anything like that. So, yo, that's a dope way to think about this and a good segue to ask you this next question, because, you know, we all have our own origin story. So right now, I just want to figure out, like, Anthony Church's origin story. Like, what was that one moment that where you was like, yo, I want to create beats. I want to create music for people to either sing on or rap on or even do poetry or what you do with your music. Like, you find the skits to where they're like thought provoking skits, man. I'm going to get to Sound Origins number one too. But yo, man, like, so what was that moment like for you when you wanted to just create music?
Yeah. So as far as like even music production, I didn't really know what that was until around 2012. So around the time I was in high school is when I started to know what that was. Cause I think before that, I really didn't listen to a lot of my own stuff. I think my musical taste was influenced by like my family or just hearing things on the radio or whatever. I would be drawn to certain things, but I didn't like, you know, have my own playlist or anything. It wasn't until like eighth grade, I started building my own playlist. I was always a hip hop head anyway. So I would just, you know, listen to all these different artists and take in these influences. And then I don't even know. I think it was just like seeing people like Timbaland, Kanye, Boy Wonder, Hit Boy, all these people. And then I find out, you know, these people are all producers. Like, they make these songs for other artists to like rap on or sing on. And then I found that, you know, they do a lot of it just from the computer nowadays or from like the MPC or whatever. And that kind of blew my mind because I used to just think it was like a band, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like traditional instruments and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You could just do it from like a laptop or something. So I think once I got to high school, I just started studying, you know, what it kind of like, what were the tools, you know, how were they doing these things? I started just looking at album credits all the time. Like, if a new album came out, I would look at like the songwriters, who was credited, who produced it, all the co-producers. Like, I would just get infatuated with that, learn who these people are, start studying their back catalogs. And then, you know how it is, just you nerd out over this stuff and you might not even understand it for a while. And then I actually, I think it was probably 2014, I got like the free version of FL Studio on my parents' desktop. And I literally had nothing on there. I would just go to the little like drum thing and just fill in hi-hats or snares or something and make a pattern. Like every once in a while, but I wasn't actually doing anything with it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Maybe I'll do this eventually. And it really wasn't, it took, you know, 1 or 2 years for me to really commit to it and convince myself that, you know, you should just try it because you're going to regret it if you don't. Like, if you want to do this, you might as well give it a shot just to see if you're any good at it. And I think I just had to tell myself that, like, kind of just jump into the deep end a little bit and just give myself the opportunity to do it myself. Cause I think you get intimidated too when you see people that are so good at something and you're like, well, I know if I start, I'm not going to be nearly as good as those people. But what you don't understand is that they had to start from the beginning too. You know what I mean? You got to start from somewhere. And so yeah, like I said, in 2016, I just took that leap of faith to start doing it. And yes, there was a lot of bad music for the first like year and a half, 2 years. And there's still some bad beats every once in a while. I'm just like, nope, I can't do anything with this. Mm. But the more you do it, it's like I was talking about with the, you know, social media content. You know, and we all know this as producers, you know, you make two or three ideas a day, five ideas a day, and you do that for however many years in a row. Next thing you know, you're getting pretty damn good at this. You know what I mean? And so it's just kind of that whole, like, letting the process play itself out and having the patience and the understanding that you really can get really good at it. I didn't have really any musical background. I mean, I was in choir for a little bit in high school. I hated it. Once I hit junior year, I got out of it because I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I took guitar lessons as a kid, didn't last, only did it for a few months. So like, I'm a good example of like, I never had any real musical background. No one in my family has done music. So it's like I'm really convinced anyone can do it. It's just about having the ear for it, but also just, you know, be willing to learn and just grow every single day. And like I said, have the patience to make it through the tough times so that it can get easier as you go. And that's really what it was for me. So I don't even think it was just one specific moment. I think it was just all these moments like stacked on top of each other to get to where it is now and then where it's going to keep going from here. So that's just kind of how I've always viewed it, especially the last like, you know, 7 years. So.
Yeah. Yo, man, you said something incredible. Like everything that you said basically sums it up to with repetition, man. Like you need repetition. I thought the same thing. Maybe it might have been 8 years ago right now. 8 years ago, I was just looking at, you know, Jay Field and, you know, Illmind on YouTube, you know, all these different creatives. Cause I used to watch, machinemasters.com on YouTube, like where they used to, you know, bring different producers in and create beats and stuff like that. And I was like, yo, like if they can, like I had a feeling I wanted to do it, but I really, I was just like in and out dabbling. But then it wasn't until recently where I got serious. But you, like, same thing, like you got, nobody else in my family is doing music. And we're kind of like the ones that stepped out from the norm and are taking it to a different level as far as creativity goes, man. So repetition, everybody, internet's the mutants. Repetition, man. It's going to be intimidating, especially getting that first, you know, your first DAW you don't know nothing about. You got to figure out how to put sounds in it and how to, you know, organize the beat, structure the beat, and, you know, all these different things, man. But just one day at a time, man. Just create one beat a day. Boom, let that stack up. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Yeah.
The biggest one I think is the basketball analogy where they talk about, you know, the shooting of the free throws. If you show up to the gym, you're not just gonna shoot one free throw and then go home. You know what I mean? That doesn't do you any good. Right. You gotta stand there for at least a few hours to get good at it and then do it the next day and the next day and the next day. And then by the time you're doing it, you know, you're a year in, it's like, oh, this is second nature. I don't even have to think about it anymore. It's like, because this is so built into my schedule and what I do, this is now, you know, a part of who I am. So like for me, I always wake up, I usually create something in the morning, even if it's not, like I said, it might not be that good, but it's just ingrained in me now. I'm like, oh yeah, I just do that to start the day. That's just what I do now. But if it was in, if this was like 2014, I was not in that mindset to do that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can look back at that and say, wow, you know, I've made a lot of progress even from that time, and just maturing more and having that understanding of like, yeah, if you do continue to put the work in, you're just going to get better and better and it'll become easier. Like I said, you know, it's not always as hard as when you start forever. And that's kind of what people got to get through, to make it to the other side, I think.
Yeah. I mean, do we ever make it to the other side? Because right, like, we all on this creativity journey, man, a journey of self-expression, I like to say. And when we're like, we're expressing ourselves, like, is there really a, like, that end destination point? I don't never want it to be, honestly. Like, I just want to keep
I've been thinking about this. I'm glad you brought this up. I've been thinking about it recently too. And I think how I would define that is that when you start out, you are so unsure about what you're doing. And then I think you get to a certain point where you understand that, okay, I've gotten the feedback from people, I've gotten a good reception, and I've done a lot of the things I set out to do. So then I think that's the moment you realize, well, this is for me. This is what I was called to do. This is what I'm going to keep doing. And then from there, like you said, there's really no end goal. So then you just keep elevating. I think that's kind of how it is, where it's like, there's no end goal, but you do know that you have made it to an extent where it's like, you feel good about what you're doing, and you're just going to keep going. You know, you're not going to stop now because you've made it this far. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm like, yeah, I can't even picture stopping at all. Like, this is just too good. So I just got to keep going and keep elevating, keep coming up with new ideas, and just keep getting better. And it becomes easier because you have that understanding now that you have proven to yourself and others that you can do it. I think that's how I view it. But you're right, it definitely never stops. It's just, what is next? You know, what can I do next? What can I do better the next time? And just keep, you know, affecting people in a positive way and meeting new awesome people. Yeah. So
yeah, man. You versus you. Every exactly. day. And, but then also another thing that you said, yo, you got you giving them crazy jewels already, dog. So another thing is like, we owe every single one of us, even your favorite, you know, Timbaland, Illmind, like, you know, all these different, you know, high profile music producers, beat makers, they all, when they first started, they all had sucky beats for like, you know, the first ones until it clicked, and then something clicks, and then boom, then they start, you know, every day they put a beat, they create a beat and learn different techniques and different principles and, you know, mixing and mastering and, you know, what sounds good with samples and all this. Like, they all, we all figured that out on our own time. And there's no, like, there's no rush, right? To be at any specific, to be at a destination where somebody else is, because their journey is not your journey. You know what I mean?
So, exactly.
Yeah, man. So, okay. So let me get to my next one, yo. So growing up, what music was being played around your house or when you were riding around with, you know, the different people, like maybe your cousins or aunts, uncles, you know, mom, dad, like what was the music that was being played that like, it still influenced you to this day?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny because my whole like immediate family had different music tastes. So like my dad was like an 80s, 70s guy and a rock guy. So he likes a lot of old stuff. He won't listen to anything past like 88. But if I'm being truly honest with you, like he rejects anything new. He's just like, no, absolutely not. Garbage, whatever. My mom, she's always been into country. So like she's always been she'll listen to new stuff too, but she's usually listening to country. My brother, he's always been into like punk and like early 2000s stuff and EDM as well. So like I said, very diverse. And then I ended up being like the hip hop head somehow. So like I always heard that stuff growing up, but I think it was probably around like 2005 or 2006. I always credit, I had a video game called NBA Live 07, and it had Lupe Fiasco's Kick Push on it. And that was one of the first songs I heard that I was like, what is this? This is amazing. Wow. Like the production, like soundtrack did the beat for Kick Push. And I was like, cause I had no idea at that time, like what any of that was. I was just like, this beat has like a jazzy feel. It's like a sample beat. And like his lyricism was amazing. And I think that was one of the first moments where I was like, this hip hop stuff is pretty cool. And then from there, I started listening to like Kanye, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, all these people that were big, you know, in the early 2000s and even the early 2010s too. And then it just kind of starts stacking on, you know, you discover artists who collaborate with these artists. And then a lot of these people work together and then you just start listening to things and then it just grows and grows and grows. So I think like I always drew influences from a lot of different genres. But for me, I think I always like hip hop the most because it was almost the melting pot of a lot of genres from like sampling and everything, because they were sampling these records from the 70s and the 80s, and they were pulling from different genres, but they were making it something like totally fresh and new. And just the lyrics, you know, honest lyricism. You know, I was always drawn in with artists that had a real story to tell. And still to this day, like the artists that I find, I'm like, you know, if it speaks to me, even if I can't relate to it directly, I'm just like, yeah, this is my type of music. That's kind of how it's always been. But I definitely, even still to this day, I'll draw from different influences, from what other people are listening to, or just what I end up discovering. And now with like streaming, you can discover so much more now than you could back then. So now I can just go down a rabbit hole on like these playlists and just find a lot of cool different things. And I've become much more of a fan of like contemporary and some jazz influenced stuff and R&B, things that I never used to listen to earlier on in my life. So that might even just be from, you know, becoming a producer and wanting to, you know, make my palette a lot more broad, I guess, and wide, and just discover new artists and figure out what sounds I can use in my own stuff too. So it's definitely been a really cool journey as a music fan. Absolutely.
Yo, man. Yo, you're like, you got a whole bunch of different genres influence you as you were growing up, man. That's amazing. Who is it that won't listen to anything past like the 80s?
My dad. Yeah. Your dad? I think it's like it's either 87 or 88, because he graduated high school in like 85. But yeah, he's like, no, anything after like 88, 89 is a no. He hates 90s music. He hates anything from today. Just, he's not having it. So
yeah, I mean, obviously, like those, the 70s, 80s, man, that's like, that's where his heart is, man. That's yeah, where he, you know, when he grew up and was expressing himself, yep, you know. So, you know, it's no slight, but I feel like with streaming, like you said, like it's a lot easier to tap into the world's music with streaming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Exactly. And not just like what's on the radio, what's on, you know, that radio playlist that they play day in and day out.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can literally pick your music, add it to your own playlist, and then listen to that. And then, you know, some of these music sites, they actually, once you get done your playlist, it'll automatically go to something else in reference to your own playlist, like that whole algorithm thing, you know. So
yeah,
that album was crazy.
It's crazy when you when I found out the story behind the sample too. I don't know if you ever heard the story behind the how that whole thing came together. Atlantic Records was trying to actually find the original people that composed the song that the sample that it was sampled from, and they were trying to completely deny it from even being cleared at all. And they were trying to buy the full rights to the song to block it from ever coming out because of the whole Lupe and Atlantic Records like dispute that was going on. So I was like, I didn't even know like this whole story behind this whole thing. And it was originally made for a skateboard documentary, and it was never supposed to be on the album. Mm-hmm. And then ended up being the first single from the album. So I'm like, I always look at that song, I'm like, even just to have that song come out in the way it did and the impact that it had, it went through so much. And that kind of shows like the process a song can go through. And you don't really realize those things until you're behind the scenes. You know what I mean? So kind of a cool story too.
Yeah, man. Because I think Jay-Z executive produced that album, right?
Yeah, so, the album. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was geeked out that Jay-Z executive produced that album like that.
So I think that was when Jay-Z was still at Def Jam too at the time. He was like the president still.
Yep.
But
yeah, man. That's it, yo. That's an amazing album. You know, I still, I got it in my vinyl collection right now, man.
I actually got to see at the end of 2021 in Cleveland. He was on the Food and Liquor tour, and I got to see that whole album perform live at the House of Blues.
Wow.
Probably one of the best shows I've been to. And that was the first time I got to see him in concert too. So that was definitely like a bucket list moment right there.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Man. Yo, if I can, because I have his Tattoo and Youth poster in my beat room right now.
See, that's still my favorite Lupe album, though.
Yo, that, I love that thing album. Is so amazing, yo.
Man, that's an art piece.
Oh my gosh, man.
Because like I love food and liquor, and I know people love the cool, and I always do love those albums. But Tetsuo, just conceptually, even with like the interludes, the seasons, I just love it so much, and the people that were a part of it, and it has. I love how each season is a different sound too.
Right.
And just like how you can, it's kind of like the Kendrick Damn effect, where you could play it backwards, and it works the same as when you play it forwards. I'm like, that's genius. Like. Too good.
Yeah. Cause I've literally done that. Like I've listened to it from front to back, and then I did the whole damn concept. Go listen from the very last song to the front. Yo, even right now I'm getting goosebumps, yo, just because that album is, man, that album is classic, for lack of a better term, man. But man, that album is amazing, yo. So okay, yo, we Lupe fans. Yeah, check it, right? This is history. You know what I mean? We in the 50th year celebrating hip hop, right? So August 14th is actually hip hop's birthday. So if y'all didn't know that, now y'all know, internets. August 14th. All right. But Anthony, for you, you know, the four pillars of hip hop being, you know, DJing, MCing, breaking, graphing. So which one did you start off with expressing?
Expressing. Well, see, I don't think I was ever any of those, honestly. I think just, you know, being able to understand what MCing was, that was probably the first like introduction to hip hop. Cause like I said, I was really looking at more of the like true lyricists of hip hop, or the people that were considered like the best at the time. And then even just when I dove into like the 90s style of hip hop as well, and just, getting to, you know the background of it. It's kind of cool because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is actually in Cleveland, and they had, I went like the end of 21, and they had a big tribute to hip hop up there as well. And I think they might have something now for 50th anniversary too that I saw. I would love to go check that out as well. Just tributes to like Run DMC and things like that, and Nas and Jay-Z and all kinds of different people. So I think just, you know, having the introduction to that. And then, like I said, once I got into producing, just learning more about, you know, the origins of it, and just from different artists, and getting to hear the different sounds. Because like I said, I've always appreciated it the most because it really is like a melting pot. You know what I mean? Of just all these influences all in one. And people are just making so many new different variations of the genre now, which I know is like hotly debated. Like a lot of people don't. They don't like trap, they don't like all these other new things, but it's like it has always evolved, and I think it will always continue to evolve as well. So it's such a cool, like, it, to me, it's just always been like the coolest genre in pop culture, and just like to be involved with in general. And just like I said, the true storytelling that comes out of it, like there's really nothing like it at the end of the day. So just always been appreciative of the craft, and always will be a fan of it. So
yeah, man, hip-hop, yo, shout out to hip-hop, man, everybody that's actually helping build hip-hop to be something that it was intended to be, which is fun, you know, informative, you know, creative, a way to express yourself instead of, you know, creating all of these things to kind of tear mm-hmm. down, and, you know, just negative stuff, you know what I mean? So yo, man. Let me ask you, FL Studio, is that what you're using to this day, or are you still?
Yeah, I'm still on FL. I actually just went from FL 12 to FL 20 in the spring.
Oh, wow.
So I was on FL 12 for like 6 years, and then when I got a new laptop this spring, so I was like, I wonder if I could just transport 12 over, and the image line update was like, no, 20 is all you got now. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm just getting 20, which is basically the same thing. It just has a few different, like the interface looks different. You can like customize the color a little bit differently. And some of the like buttons and things like that, and some of the tweaks are kind of in different spots. But for the most part, the whole like interface is pretty much the same. And I got used to it in probably like a couple days. I really didn't notice the difference. So yeah, it's pretty much been the same, and they've really always kept, from what I can tell, even from like the early days, because it's been around now for about 20 years. They've kind of kept it the same and just updated little things here and there. And I don't know much about Logic Pro and a lot of the other ones, Ableton. I don't know how much they've changed their interfaces over the years, but I think FL Studio has always been good about they'll listen to the consumer and they understand, you know, what people like and what they don't like. And they always tend to kind of lean towards, you know, who is actually using their product, which I really appreciate. And they've always been, at least to me, when I was starting out, it was that was the easiest one to learn for me. And a lot of the producers that I was a fan of were using it. So that's why I gravitated towards it to begin with, as you can just go in and get your ideas off pretty quickly. So that's definitely always been my go-to program just from the beginning. Cause I just kind of, I saw it. I was like, oh, these people are using it. Let me just try this out. And that was just kind of all I ever used.
Even Hit-Boy, man, he's earning Grammys. Yeah. Off of FL Product, FL.
That's really him and Boy Wonder. That's really who I discovered a lot about music production from those guys, because they were making a lot of the stuff on radio when I was in high school, middle school. And even now today, they both are just still so prominent. And they do so much for the community too, to give back and just to be a part of the next generation. And I was listening to those guys' music before I even knew who they were, so it's I've always been drawn to what they've done. And yeah, they're definitely some of the most prominent FL users outside of Metro Boomin, Southside, the whole 808 Mafia usually is synonymous with FL Studio, even Ninth Wonder. It's pretty crazy that he had a time where he was transitioning from doing strictly out of MPC and things like that, and he was one of the first traditional producers to use FL, and a lot of people criticized him for it, but he still uses it today. Right. And he's still making amazing music, and he went and showed everybody that it really didn't matter what the tools were, it's more about the person using the tools. So it's definitely kind of cool to see even that, and a lot of other people who they could use multiple different things to make beats. It really doesn't matter, it's just how does that end result sound? That's really what the people are going to care about. So,
What's it? What DiBiase say? He said, it's not what you use. It's that does the music bump? No, not DiBiase. That was Raj G. He was does it bump? You know what I mean? When you play it, does it bump? Does it, you know what I mean? Does everything hit the way it needs to hit? Does it show you as a, expressive, creative being? So it's not never the machinery. It's always the person that's, behind the machine. So, yeah, man. Let me ask you this, because you are very positive, man. Very, what's the word that I'm trying to look for, man? Very, oh man, I can't think of it, but it's intentional. There it is. You're very intentional about spreading positivity. You know what I mean? And we as a world, we need that. You know what I mean? So I commend you on that. Thank you for always being positive and, not spreading, garbage and trash and just bringing the energy levels to a low level. You know what I mean? So I wanted to ask you, because I'm pretty sure you've read some things, you've seen some things, whether it be documentaries, you listen to some things, but we got mutants that are on this creative journey right now. For them, can you recommend some things for them to either watch, read, listen to, or even just anything else? Mm-hmm. Yo, peace and love, everybody. Golden Mind here, just taking a quick break inside of the show. Listen, I need you to scroll down to the bottom of in the side of the description. And if you like the show, you like what's happening with the show, you get benefit from the show, go ahead and click that support the show button. All right. Or you can go to goldenmindbeats.com, go to the Rec Show podcast page area, and you can make a donation that way. But yo, I appreciate you. Now back to the show, yo.
Yeah. So for me, well, I definitely want to say, no problem at all for that first part, because I think it's just that's part of being a creative too. It's like, why are creatives out here spreading nonsense? You know what I mean? Like we're supposed to be spreading the good energy and things like that. And you you can do it through music, but you can also do it through community and just helping people out and like doing your part. So that's, you know, I definitely know we've all seen it. There's people that are trying to take advantage of people trying to spam, do all this nonsense. It's like, and we're never gonna get rid of those people, unfortunately. It is what it is. But as long as you're focusing on, you know, the good stuff and putting it out there, and like I said, you'll attract the right people as well, and just kind of keep it moving. Like, I don't even give energy towards that if I see weird comments on my TikTok posts or something. And believe me, I've seen some weird shit on TikTok or like under my videos where I'm just asking a simple question. I get some weird response. I'm just like, delete, move on, done. It's over with. Cause like, yeah, again, you could sit there and you can engage with that person. You could give them your good energy and they could take it all away from you. You know, you have the choice. For me though, I'm just like, nope, I'm going to keep my good energy. I'm going to keep it moving. Talk with the people that I know are going to receive this and enjoy this. And that's just kind of how I've always, you know, viewed it. And I already forgot the second part of your question because I've been rambling. No, I got passionate. What was the second part of your question,
though? You're good. But that's true. So I was just talking about, you know, the mutants being on their own journey. Can you recommend
advice,
some things to either a book to read, a video to watch, or a documentary, or something to listen to, like either an album or anything like that?
Yeah. So I know like every person. So I don't know if I'll give like specific ones, but I definitely know that reading books has helped me out a lot. I read a few books, actually one interesting story that I'll kind of keep this one brief. But when I was in high school, I actually got put in suspension because I was skipping classes a lot. And this was like probably a month before I graduated. And we had to serve a few days of suspension. And I remember when I came back after the weekend, I was like, I want to bring something to do. So I brought a book. I actually went on Amazon and bought Timbaland's autobiography called Emperor of Sound. And that was one of the first books I read. And I was like, damn, like Timbaland went through all these trials and he had a lot of things go on before he became the person that we all know. Like, I learned so much from that book. And that was right when I was on the fence about, do I want to produce? Do I not want to produce? And it was one of the catalyst moments where I was like, yeah, I could do this too. So like fast forward a few months later, that's when I started producing. So that was like one of those cool moments where, you know, I read something and really, you know, caught that inspiration, kind of, you know, led to where I am now. I've read like Jay Dilla's biography that just came out a few years ago. I think it was actually last year. Dilla Time. Love that book. I think Dan Charnas was the author of that. Super, super good book. They also did a Hulu documentary about it earlier this year. It was like a brief version of the book, but it was still pretty good. Just watching things like that, you know, different documentaries here and there. And just listening to, like I said earlier, I think the music that just speaks to you and your life, you know, what, you know, you're going to discover artists that you just gravitate towards. Like, you're going to hear one song or maybe a project, and it might be someone you've never heard before, but then you just become a fan of them because you're like, wow, I can relate to that. That just spoke to me in a certain type of way. So that could really be anyone. I always just go through Spotify playlists now and just see who I can find, or I'll go to a producer that might have worked with an artist that I heard, and I'll just go through their whole back catalog and be like, let me see what else they got. Let me see if they have any other collaborations that I missed, or maybe something that came out, you know, 10 years ago, I'm diving into. I think the best part is when you discover music that's old, but it's new to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you can be like, wow, how did I miss this? Or where was I when this came out? And another thing I've been thinking about a lot recently is that certain music will find you when it's supposed to find you, which is super weird. And what I mean by that is I feel like I'm discovering music now that came out 8 years ago, that if I would have heard it 8 years ago, it would have never done anything for me because I wasn't going through those things in life that I am now. So now that I hear it, I'm like, oh, this makes sense now. I'm resonating with this now. And it goes to show that, you know, that's kind of the test of, is your music, is there substance there? And is it actually timeless? when I can hear something that came out, you know, 8 years ago, and it's still speaking to me today, because you made it to where it can be related to by anyone. It's just, you know, are they in that space of life to receive it? And a lot of the music I've discovered in the last like 2 to 3 years, I feel like it's much more mature. And yeah, I look back and I'm like, high school me would have never given this a chance. You know what I mean? Because I just wasn't in that space of life. And now I'm like, okay, I understand what they were talking about now in these stories. And so it's really opened up, you know, like I was talking about earlier, just opened up broadened my horizons really to a lot of new cool stuff and a lot of different artists. And definitely give artists a chance, even if you've never heard of them, because you might be pleasantly surprised by what you end up discovering. That's some of my advice right there.
Anthony, yo, why are you doing them like this? You giving them to me? You're going to crazy jewels right now.
You caught me in my inspiration bag today. I think I'm on full go mode.
Let's go.
Inspirational stuff, man.
Let's go. Yo, man. Yo, listen, the internets. We here doing an interview with Anthony Church, man, the Proven Knowledge Podcast, one of the creators, man. Yo, listen. I gotta ask you this, man. I got it, because everybody's is different. And if you can you think back to that, like that one song or that one beat that you heard that just really just blew your mind, yo, to be like, yo, like, what is this?
Well, I know that one of the first like songs that I heard, and I noticed like the production of it, or just like the way it all came together, was Can't Tell Me Nothing by Kanye off the Graduation album. Just because I was like, this is an anthem. Like, this is a fucking anthem. And he had like Jeezy on the ad-libs. Yeah. I was like, this is fucking crazy. Because he did like the Put On song with Jeezy like during the same time or whatever. And that was obviously a big song. And I don't know, I just heard that song. I was like, this is like life goals right here. He's just saying like, fuck everybody. I'm just going to do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's amazing. And I was just like, this production's great. And then that was one of my favorite albums too, because I was like 10 years old when that came out. And it's just, you heard a lot of those songs on the radio that were on that album, like Good Life and Stronger. That was just like a super like turned up Kanye at like the height, where he was like, you know, he had just come off all the Grammys from Late Registration and Success at the College Dropout and everything. He was in like the top of the world at that time. You know what I mean? So Graduation was such like a huge album, pivotal for a lot of people like during that era too. And just that whole like time, me being like 9, 10 years old when I was first getting into hip hop, that was definitely one of those songs I heard. And I was like, this is pretty, pretty crazy. So,
yo, that whole album, man, is that I feel like they made that album to be, radio, like you can play any song from that album on the radio.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
yo, and it, man, still has its layers to it too, because you have like, you know, Everything I Am later in the record, like a slower jam, things like that. I think this morning actually I was just listening to Champion. I was like, I haven't listened to Champion in a while, but it's just like the whole way the album is sequenced is just incredible. And you know, I always love the Stronger debate, like who did the drums on Stronger? Was it Timbaland? Was it Mike Dean? Was it Kanye? Who was it? Was it Daft Punk? Did they get in there? Did they get their hands dirty? I was like, I always loved that whole debate on that song too. Like that album always has a lot of stories to it and layers to it. So I don't know if it's my favorite Kanye album, but it's definitely one of those ones that I'll always remember, like that time period. So
yeah, it definitely made an impression on you, man. Made an impression on me too as well, man. So yo, I have that album? Man, I gotta go check my vinyl.
Right, I think I actually have the poster in my room from the vinyl, because my brother, as a graduation gift for my high school graduation, he bought me the vinyl, and it had the poster in it. So I think I still have the poster on my board in my room still. So
Yo, so what did that, because I always have this conversation about, you know, people supporting the artist, not just streaming, but actually going to their either website or Bandcamp or something like that to actually purchase the physical parts of the, their people's albums. Mm-hmm. But what did that mean when you received that the graduation vinyl record? Like when you held it in your hand, like what did that feel like?
It was pretty cool because it really just coincided with the moment too, because it was like, oh, it's graduation, so I get this album, it's called Graduation, and he knew it was like one of my favorite albums too. So I was like, this is awesome, man. We even did like, so my brother's a photographer, so he even did like some photos of it. So I don't know if it's on my social media, but if you ever went back far enough, there's somewhere out there, there's the pictures of me in the graduation cap and gown, and I'm holding the album. So it's wow. Like kind of like the photo shoot we did with that. And it's funny because once I got that, I ended up as a graduation gift for all my friends. I got them the different Kanye albums. So I got my one friend Late Registration. My other friend got Twisted Fantasy. The one got College Dropout. And I think I gave Graduation to someone else too, like the CD version of it. So I like gave all my friends Kanye albums as a graduation gift too.
Wow. Who's doing that? You know, like, that's awesome. Like, yeah. Who's gifting their friends with albums, yo? Like, that's amazing, man. Yo,
I went on Amazon and I was just like, oh, Kanye album, I'll buy these all together and just give them out. So,
man. Are you still in contact with your friends? Like, do they still have those albums?
Yeah, see, I don't know if they still have those albums. I'm definitely still in contact with all of them. You know, a lot of people, they're kind of doing their own thing now, but we're all still like in touch, see each other every once in a while. And my one friend, obviously, is Jay Trey. So that's, you know, I've known him for 18 years now, known him for a long time. And that's who I started music with in general. I forget which one he got. He probably got the College Dropout. He probably got that one. But yeah, I definitely gave everybody those gifts. I didn't even remember that until now, just talking about it. But wow, that's a pretty good memory, honestly.
Yo, that's amazing, man. So, yo, speaking of that, because obviously Kanye West is one of your superheroes in music, right? So I always ask this question too, like who's Anthony's music superheroes? Like you from any genre from around the world, like who are your top five music producers, beat makers right now?
So it's so hard to think about it too, because there's just so many people, and I think, like I said, just every day I'm discovering different producers that I'm influenced by. I think Kanye always will be, because I will say I'm not as into Kanye's music nowadays and like the stuff he's put out recently compared to, you know, some of the older stuff. As far as his own work as an artist, his production is still incredible. You know, I think he's still one of the greatest producers out there. No matter which project he's touching, whether it's like Pusha T, Teyana Taylor, Ty Dolla Sign, whatever, you know, whoever he's producing for at the time, you know, I think he's still up there. So I still have to put him in the top five, probably. Hit-Boy, just from the standpoint of, you know, he's the real reason I began producing in general. And his diversity and how long he's gone now, and just working with the amount of artists he's worked with, and just doing, he's really doing producing at the highest level right now, in my opinion. Just the content he's putting out and the collaborations he's pulling off is just incredible to see. DJ Dahi is one of my favorite producers, someone that doesn't really get talked about enough, who worked with Kendrick, Childish Gambino, Lupe, Madonna, all these different artists. Another person that, you know, he does different styles. He'll dip into some EDM, do some contemporary, some R&B, and then some traditional hip hop. The first big record that he did that I heard was the Kendrick Lamar, The Money Trees with J-Rock. Yes. That was the first big DJ Dahi song. And I was like, this is amazing. And he took a sample from the band Beach House, and he like reversed it. And then added the drums and like added the full thing on, and he's done some breakdowns of it. But I remember hearing that and I was like, this is crazy. And I found out he produced for all these other artists, and he's still doing a ton of cool stuff. So he's definitely up there. More recently, I think I told you this last year, Apollo Brown just has moved up my list so much, and I didn't even know who he was a few years ago, but his freaking back catalog is too good. I love how he does full albums for artists, and he talks about, you know, the importance of, he only makes like a certain amount of beats because he knows they'll be like high quality, and he'll be able to take those beats and make like full albums with artists. So every time he drops an album, I'm looking for it. And he just did one in November called Cost of Living with Fillmore Green, who's from Chicago. I was like, this album's amazing. So that was like one of my top albums of the year last year. So Apollo Brown, like just the soulfulness of his music, and he still keeps some diversity in there too. Like his chops, you can tell they're cut from the same cloth, but there's a lot of diversity there still. And you can tell he's tried a lot of different things over the years too. Just working with different artists and things like that. How many is that? Four? Is that four right there?
You said Apollo Brown, Kanye, Hit-Boy,
Dahi.
That's four.
I know you got
100.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like T-Wayne, who's worked with Big Sean a lot, has done like songs with Detroit rappers like Payroll. He's even done big things with like Beyonce and people like that. He's always just his sound. He's got a really like dusty sound, and his drums and everything, and just the way he composes is super awesome. Mike Dean, obviously, what he's done with a bunch of different artists now, and the way he incorporates live music into what he does, even seeing him, you know, in live settings, like at concerts and stuff, he's just an incredible musician all around. Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on. Off the top of my head, though, those are just some of the people, you know, recently. I actually just recently started getting into Eloquence catalog as well.
Oh, he's super dope
producer. Like, yeah. I can already tell I'm going to be listening to a lot of his stuff that he has coming out. And I was just digging into his, like, instrumental albums the last few weeks. Definitely attracted to that sound that he has. Because it's definitely super awesome. I can just throw those beats on and like get some work done, or just, you know, if I need to focus or just chill out for a minute, throw on some Eloquent beats. So I love his stuff. But
yeah, shout out to Eloquent. Shout out to Canada, man. Canada's got some killers out there, man.
Crazy these musicians in general, like producers, artists, all kinds of people. So.
Yeah, man. Yo, so I gotta add one more to that list, man. I gotta add Anthony Church. You gotta add yourself to that list, man. My guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, yo. Yo, speaking, like, as I add you to that list, because you deserve to be up there too. You working your way up. But yo, we gotta talk about your albums that you have available right now for listeners. But I'm specifically talking about Bandcamp, man. Because on Bandcamp, like, you have what, seven projects with the eighth coming up next week. But you first started putting out albums called like Life Tests, where you have three volumes of Life Tests. And then even Sound Origin Volume 1 was like, yo, man, like, you definitely on to some stuff right now. That's where it's like, I feel like you're creating, and it's feeding you at the same time. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, so I gotta ask you about the Life Test volumes, Volume 1, 2, and 3, and then Sound Origin Volume 1. How did those projects come to be? Because that was when you first started putting out music.
Yeah, so definitely Sound Origin was, you know, it was during the pandemic time. And what I wanted to do was put something in there to kind of give people a little bit of inspiration as well, on top of, you know, just hearing the music. Cause like, you could just put the beats in there, sure. But like, I wanted to put some quotes in there, kind of just reflect the time that we were in, and just be like, you know, there's hope here. Hope is not lost. So I would just like go and find like different TED Talks or just inspirational quotes that made sense for the music, and I would just kind of match them together And yeah, I was going to put it out as like a full 12 song thing. And I decided to just break it up into three little parts, four songs each, and put them out as EPs. And then I kind of just continued that run of EPs for the last couple of years. And then, yeah, Sound Origin is kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same idea, but instead of like strictly inspirational for anybody, it's more inspirational for like musicians. And you'll even hear that on the new one that's coming out. It's like quotes from like Rick Rubin and people like that, just talking about, you know, what is it like to set out on a journey, on this journey as an artist or as a producer or musician in general. You know, what are you going to learn along the way? The lessons that people have learned and what they're trying to share with the next generation. So it's kind of the same idea as the Life Test series, but just in a little bit different way. And these are all six songs each. So volume one was six songs, and then this one will be, and then volume three, I already have that pretty much done, but it's not going to be coming out until the winter time. So it'll be the same thing, and then that'll be it for that. And then I'm already working on, I actually already have the next one after that done, which is going to be a little longer. It's going to be more of like a 9 to 10 song thing. And hopefully that's going to be out next year too. And I'm just trying to stay consistent with those instrumental projects. I think what I'll do is I'll start putting out more singles that are just instrumentals too, and just kind of, you know, giving people a taste of the projects beforehand instead of just giving it to them all at once, and just see how that works out. And I got a ton of concepts ready. It's just about kind of putting them in motion. And I think it's important to do that, especially when, you know, most of what we do as producers is working with artists, or maybe you're waiting on placements, or you're trying to get everything in order on that side. You know, nothing's really stopping you from self-releasing your own music and doing that in the meanwhile. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I look at it too. And it's a good way to build your brand and let people hear a different side of your sound. And that's really why I've been digging into a lot more producers that do that. Like I said about Eloquent, he does that. He'll do the collaborations with artists, but he's also putting out his own material that, you know, it's just him, just his beats and stuff. So I admire a lot of the producers that do that. And I think it's super important to have. And it's something that I, you know, when I decided to do it, I was like, I want to be consistent with it just like everything else. So I think I've put out at least one project each year, if not two, that are just mine. So I definitely want to keep that going. And like I said, it's the easiest one to do because you don't have to really think about it. You know, you could even, like what I do, I make the artwork, I make the track list, I even can mix all those on my own and just put them out how I want to put them out. And it's really freeing. You know, you don't have to get anybody's approval. You don't have to really, you know, check in with someone to see if a verse is done or whatever. It's just a different side that I would encourage people to, you know, try it out and just see how it works. And you'll be probably pleasantly surprised. You know, you can start building up your own artist catalog that way and make a lot of cool things happen. So you never know who's going to find it too. But
yeah, man. So are you creating like, this is a random off the cuff question, but do you create your projects or your music? Do you think it like coincides with the seasons?
As far as like the overall, like when I put them out, you mean, or like overall in general, just the creation and
just overall.
Honestly, I don't really think I've done that quite yet. But now that I'm thinking about the concepts that I have coming up, it might be more along the lines of that. Let's just say that. Okay. Like kind of where I'm trying to go with it is make the themes a little more conscious to the sound of the music moving forward. It's like right now I think it's more at random almost, or just what feels good in the moment. But there's one in particular that, like I said, I'm working on it right now. It's going to kind of be in that lane where like the theme of it will fit the sound and the season as well. So I'll just kind of leave it at that, I guess.
Wow. Okay. Let's go, yo. Okay, so yo, I'm excited for this. Listen, everybody, we talking with Anthony Church, man. Yo, he's a beat maker. I want to say music producer too, just because you work with some dope, incredible artists. And if y'all don't know, he has beats available on BeatStars, man. So I'm gonna link that in the description of the show. I don't know if this is still a thing. Like when you sign up and you buy some beats, like do people still get 5 free beats or something like that?
Yeah. So if they get the free download on there, or if they buy one, either one, you get added to the email list and you'll get the access to the 5 free beats. Mm. But there's also just the email list too. Like if you see the link, if you go to my Instagram, you see the link in my bio, you'll see the sign up for the mailing list thing. So there's a bunch of different ways to access the 5 free beats, but that's definitely been, I think it's been 4 years now of doing that. I usually switch the beats out every once in a while. But yeah, that's always been something I've offered to people and had like in rotation that you can find over there. So
how has having your music and having the ability to, you know, offer that to creatives on BeatStars, what's that experience been like for you?
It's definitely been super, super awesome because, you know, I think the cool thing is that BeatStars, I was super anti BeatStars for a while. I don't really know why I was. I think it's just because I was like, I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. That's fucking stupid. And I was just being an idiot. But then I've been on there now for almost 3 years, and just the traction. I think the great thing about their platform is that a lot of the legwork you don't really have to do. Like if you're uploading consistently and you have like a set sound in mind and you're using the metadata correctly and you're plugging in the hashtags, and you're going to show up in a lot of people's search history regardless. And people will find you on their own. And I've gotten in touch with a lot of artists now that I'm working with like one-on-one because of BeatStars. Like they found a beat on there and then reached out to me, and then now we're working together like on full projects. So it's like that wouldn't have happened if I wasn't on there. So I think like platforms like that are super vital to have, especially if you're trying to work with different artists. And it's like I said, it's just another great way for people to discover your sound. And when you get added to playlists, that always helps. It's kind of like on Spotify. Like if you're looking to get discovered on there, getting on playlists is huge. BeatStars is kind of the same way. You know, if you get added to like an official BeatStars playlist, that's a big thing. I've only been added to one myself, but I always try to like submit for the opportunities, and you never know. And sometimes you just have random users that'll add you to their own playlists or things like that. And I just love their platform because it's great for that connection that you wouldn't have had otherwise. And even from the process of like the transaction process, it makes it super easy and ensures that you're actually going to get paid right up front. You don't have to do all the hassle of, you know, trying to get into contact with an artist to figure out a payment method or whatever. Everything is already hooked up and it's ready to go, and it makes it super easy for the artist. You can message them back and forth and, you know, describe the terms and all that sort of stuff. And they've really made it so simple for producers to kind of get in the door with these artists and start building that relationship. You know, what you do from there is up to you, but I think it's just super great to have that as an option to generate new leads and just make more great music at the end of the day and showcase what you have. So yeah, for me, it's just been every day for almost 3 years, I've uploaded a track, and I actually just recently passed 50,000 streams over there, which is super cool. I definitely want to keep that building and just keep connecting with awesome individuals. And for me, it's just, you know, once I connect with them over there, I want to keep it going elsewhere. So I always, you know, exchange contact information, and then we just start working together, and each individual is different. So just kind of approach it how you will, and see if it's the right fit. Maybe someone will buy a beat from you once and you'll never hear from them again, but at least you got some money right there. You know what I mean? And you can just use that money to reinvest in what you're doing and try and work with more artists. So it's definitely all good over there at BeatStars and what they're doing. So definitely hats off to those people.
Yeah, man. BeatStars, yo. Check out all the beats Anthony Church has over there, man. 50,000, man. That's a big deal. Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it, man. I actually did a little giveaway because of the 50K. So I did like a email list giveaway, and I let an artist pick three beats to get for free. And we're going to be doing like a little collab EP to put out there with both of us. So it was actually an artist named Hugo Season, who's from, I think he's from Nigeria. So I'm excited for that. He actually won the contest. So we're going to be getting that going soon. Just trying out different things like that too, you know, giveaways, contests, different types of engagement with people, and just see what types of connections you can make. That's always been something that's helped me out a lot.
Man, you are Worldwide Anthony Church, man. Yo, that's what's up, yo. Yo, man. Okay, last two questions, because I know you're a busy man. You got things to do. Can you tell us about a time where you failed and how you overcame that failure?
I think, honestly, because like I feel like in your journey, you encounter small failures a lot, because you always face some type of rejection, or maybe certain things aren't going to work out the way you thought they were. So I guess for me, I'm just looking at it from the big perspective of my music journey. And I think the biggest lesson I've learned is to not set those specific expectations, because I think that's how you will get disappointed, especially early on, is that you're trying to set these super high expectations for everything you're doing. And then when it doesn't happen, you get discouraged. But I think what I realized is everything, you know, happens in its timing, and some things just aren't meant for you. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like a hard pill to swallow. But then the more you go and the more you learn, it's like, you know, you're gonna find exactly what's right for you as you continue on. So now for me, it's a lot easier to, when someone tells me no or something might not work out, it's like, okay, that's fine. We're going to move on to this next thing and we're going to see how that goes. And I really don't get bitter or upset about it, because I just understand that, you know, maybe that opportunity or that person wasn't meant to be at all, or maybe it wasn't just meant to be at this moment. So just having that understanding and being able to move forward with it, as opposed to, you know, when I first started out and submitting to like music blogs and they were like, yeah, this isn't really a fit for us. And I would just be so distraught and be like, oh no, like what the hell? What did I do wrong? And like freaking out. Now it's like, okay, on to the next one. Like I don't even bat an eye now, just because I've been through it so much and I just have that understanding now where it's like, you know, you're doing something creative, you're doing something that you enjoy. And that's really, at the end of the day, what matters. And like I keep saying, I think this is like the running narrative of the episode, is that the right people will come in when they're supposed to. I truly believe that. And if you keep putting out the good energy, it's going to come back to you one way or another. You just got to keep trusting in it and doing it every day. And then you will see the results over time.
Anthony, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you right now?
I just turned 26 last week, actually. Man, so,
you're pretty, yo, happy belated birthday, man.
Thanks, wow. Man.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
Yo, you have an incredible amount of, you know, positivity, perseverance, like all of these positive attributes to your whole attitude, man. Where do you think that comes from?
Honestly, I think it's just my own personal journey and like thinking back on how I used to think, like my whole mindset. I think it's really just been a mindset shift. And I think being a creative and doing music has helped with that a lot. And then just, you know, what am I taking in as well from other people? Trying to surround myself with more positivity, or just like I talked about earlier, listening to podcasts and certain music that feeds like my spirit as well. And it just makes it so much easier to have that mindset. And I think just finding my passion in music, in podcasting and all this other stuff I'm doing, I'm just so like excited for it that I can't help but like share it with others or just encourage others to do the same thing. So I'm just like, you know, if you have that passion, like you got to go for it, because the payoff is just so big in ways that you could ever imagine. And like for me, I just look back on how things used to be and Even on days where it's rough, I'm like, wow, you know, I definitely am so much further than I was back then, just in how I approach things in life. And I'm just appreciative of being able to wake up every day and like do it in general. That's the biggest thing, is because we all want to be so successful in our music journey, or we all want to do these things, but just being able to do it is the real like blessing. We just overlook that. It's like, that's the real blessing. So every day you get to wake up and do it. So you got to be happy. And I think I just said this not too long ago to someone else, might have been on my show. I was like, life's too short to be a pissed off person. You know what I mean? You can't just live your whole life as a pissed off person. I would hate that. I'd be like, why am I even like here if I'm just pissed off all the time? So like, just keep that in mind too, that, you know, even if you're going through some shit, like, you're going to figure it out. You just got to keep it going, and just keep your head up and keep working and be passionate. Like, find your passion and just run with it and don't be afraid. So I think that's really, for me, what it's been, and just appreciating every day of this journey and trying to enjoy it as much as possible. So,
yeah, we're just going to let that breathe for a few seconds, man, because that's, yo, man, I appreciate you, man, like, for real, like, just, man, everything, man, I really do appreciate you, man. I'm pretty sure everybody that's listening to this show from around the world, man, they're going to take crazy jewels from this episode, man, and probably come in contact with you, for the Proven Podcast, for the Proven Knowledge Podcast, which I want to talk about right now, which is your baby, man. So and real quick, who are you interviewing in the Proven Knowledge Podcast, and then the overall goal of the podcast, right? Because you're at 160 right now. So like, who is that based towards?
Yes. So it's really based towards like independent artists, producers, people kind of doing it on their own, which is what I've always been. It's just like, I got to figure this thing out on my own. So a real like idea I had when I started it was, I want to gear it towards people like me that maybe they don't have anybody like a direct mentor or anybody that they know personally that is going to give them this information. So why don't we interview different independent artists and producers and engineers and all these other people that have kind of been through it, or they're going through it. So that way, when they tell their stories, someone else can hear it and be like, oh, I'm going through the same thing. Well, now I know that I'm not alone, and now I can apply what I learned in this episode to my own journey in my own way. That's really like the whole idea of the whole podcast in general. That's kind of like how the Proven Knowledge name fits in there, because it's like, we're giving you those bits of knowledge and information to apply to your own journey. And that's really like the whole idea of it. And it's been interviewing mostly people that are my peers, people that I've worked with one-on-one, or people that I've just come across, like you, for example. Like, I came across your podcast and I was like, your platform's incredible, and like, let's get you on here. You can share a little bit of your story and like your background. And I'll just find these cool individuals that are doing like amazing work and just have them come on and learn more about them myself. And then they can, you know, get discovered hopefully by somebody else out there as well. So, and getting, you know, people reaching out and saying, I discovered this person from your platform and now we're working together. Like, that's super cool. Because you're like, wow, I kind of indirectly made the connection just from doing the show. So that's really like something that comes out of it that you might never expect. And just the opportunities to connect with different people, having a lot more people reach out to me now. Because for the first, you know, year or so, it was just me reaching out to different people, doing all the legwork. And now that the show is becoming more and more popular and people are just learning about it through social media and word of mouth and things like that, I have different PR people reaching out with their artists that they represent, wanting to get on the show, different people that I've been connected with and they're just now discovering the show and they want to be a guest. So definitely super grateful to, you know, be able to do it, and for the support as well on the show. And for me, it's like a form of therapy, you know, just being able to talk to like-minded people and get their takes on things and share our struggles and our stories together. And you know, you get to hear that and you're like, maybe what I'm doing isn't so crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe what I'm doing isn't so far-fetched because all these other people are doing it too. So I can't be totally out of my mind. You know, I have to be a little sane somehow. So it's been nothing but good. And I definitely want to keep doing it on this consistent basis, doing it every week. And just connecting with more great people out there. And it's definitely a super awesome platform to have.
Absolutely. Man, it's an amazing show, man. I love what you're doing with that show. For anybody that might be listening to this show, man, add the Proven Knowledge Podcast to your wherever you get your podcast from, add that to the list, man. Because just the conversations that he has with these different artists that are, you know, kind of becoming experts in whatever they're going after, whether it be music, engineering, production, or art, singing. You interview a lot of vocalists as well, emceeing. Mm-hmm. So, man, it's just perspective. And the simple fact that you're connecting with them and then they connect with somebody else and then they connect with, you know what I mean? Like that is, that's a great feeling, man. Like, I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, it's really part of that community building. You know what I mean? You can do so much with these tools that we have now through the internet and through social media. And that's indirect community building at its finest. Like, I don't set out to do those things. It just kind of, like I said, you put that out there and then you see these great things happen. Mm-hmm. So the more you do it, the more it's going to happen. Like, it's undeniable. So,
man, yo, I love it, man. Yo, keep up the amazing work with the podcast, man, because I really appreciate it. Yeah, and then last thing for you, Anthony, what should the internets look out for from Anthony Church, the Proven Knowledge Podcast? You know, how can people tap in to what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely a lot of music, like we said earlier. July 14th here, coming up this coming week, is Sound Origin Volume 2. So definitely be able to check that out. It's going to be on Bandcamp as well. So definitely check it out either on streaming or Bandcamp. We're working on the Proven Knowledge album, which is going to have a lot of the artists we've collaborated with and some other producers as well. I produced, I think, like 9 or 10 songs, but we got some other producers in there as well. So I wanted to have more of a diverse sound and showcase some different talents as well. So I'm definitely excited about that. Like I said, we're getting that finished up. So it should be out in the fall sometime. I've just been working behind the scenes on a lot of collaborations, different singles, different collab projects with artists that are going to be seeing the light of day, hopefully very soon. Just kind of getting those things wrapped up. And then, like I said, just, you know, working on more instrumental projects to come out. I'm really like planning the next 2 years kind of indirectly in advance, I guess. Just trying to get everything ready, do more social media content. The podcast drops every single week on Tuesdays. So the Proven Knowledge Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere. Not YouTube. We're not on YouTube yet. Probably should get on there soon, but everywhere else that you find podcasts, every Tuesday except for the last week of the year. I always take that like Christmas to New Year's off for that, like, let me reset my mind week, and then I get back on it. But definitely be on the lookout for more episodes, more music, just everything that I'm excited about, and more merch too. Hopefully, I'm trying to do a hat soon, and maybe some like more merch pieces soon, and definitely giveaways too. Got a giveaway coming up for the Sound Origin tape, actually, for a t-shirt. So that's gonna be exciting. A lot of cool stuff. Definitely be on the lookout.
Yeah, man. Yo, he's got some amazing merch. It's called the Proven Knowledge Shop. So if you go to, I'll link it in the description of the show, where you can go grab like a hoodie, a beanie, a laptop sleeve. He got a whole bunch of amazing things. Yo, your logo is crazy, dog.
I definitely want to shout out. His name is Dan Gilbert. He goes by the name of Dapper Graphics. He's someone I connected with before I even made music in like 2015. He was doing album art for a group called Audio Push that I was a big fan of. And I just connected with him. I was like, man, I love your artwork. And we just stayed connected. And then he ended up being the one to make that logo for us when we started making music. And J Trey drew the logo with like the heart and the brain on it and just the text. And we sent it to Dan and we were like, can you bring this to life for us? And then, yeah, he probably in like a week or so, he had it done. And yeah, it's just been the same one we ran with and just did different variations of it. And I love it too, honestly. I got a custom jacket with it on it, and everything, hats and all kinds of stuff. So I definitely love it as well. I'm happy with it. And I've heard that a lot too, that people say it stands out, which is cool. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, man. Yo, he did his thing on there, man. So how can people find you on social media?
I definitely went against the, the rules of what they say. They say you should all have your handles the same, which I agree with. But unfortunately for me, I'm not that person. So Instagram is Anthony_Church24. I'm really not on Twitter that much, but it's @Ant_Church24. Just AnthonyChurch24 on TikTok. So you're getting a theme here. They're kind of the same, but they're not the same. You know, they're kind of similar, but there's a few little differences in there. I'd say Instagram is where it's all at, though, where the majority of the action is at. Like, if you want to see daily updates, everything that's happening, I would go to Instagram. I know this Threads thing is a new thing. Don't know if that's going to last, but I'm the same Anthony_Church24 on there, too. We'll see how active I am on that. I don't know. But, yeah, that's primarily where I'm at. So.
Yeah, man. Listen, internets, I need y'all to tap into my guy, Anthony Church, man, the Proven Knowledge Podcast, man, music producer, host of the Proven Knowledge Podcast, talks about health, wealth, positivity, prosperity. Tap into his BeatStars as well. Grab some merch from the Proven Knowledge shop, right? It's going to be included in the description of this show. But then if you go to, Anthony's profile, click on his link tree, it'll be there as well. Anthony, man, it was a pleasure talking to you. Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, I definitely want to say, man, I appreciate you so much. And this was worth the wait, because I feel like you got a lot out of me that not a lot of people do, especially on podcasts. I've already done probably 8 or 9 podcasts this year alone. But you know me, I've been looking forward to this one for a while, and I'm honored to be on the 100th episode. And definitely congrats again on doing your thing at a consistent basis. What you're doing for producers is incredible. Your style, everything you're doing, man, just keep it up. And thank you so much for letting me be a part of this.
So check it, man. I have to say thank you to Anthony Church. I gotta say thank you to every single listener that has ever listened to 1 second of the Rec Show podcast from where we started. You know what I mean? From the first one that I put out. You know what I mean? That was like 31st of January 2021, man. In the middle of a pandemic. You know, I'm starting this and just had the idea. Man, so I gotta go. I'm gonna run down the list of everybody that has contributed to this show, starting with my donors, man. So I gotta thank Dawn Proctor. I gotta thank my guy Julius King. You know what I mean? I gotta thank my guy Naja Head, who was a Bandcamp subscriber for a while. Man. Now I can go down the list of every single guest that has ever contributed to the show, starting with episode number 1 with Afro Blue, Clint Taylor, Miss Tallulah May, Brown Jewel, Corden Jocks, Strong Maurice, Almighty Otto, Lisa Vasquez, Naja Head, Thank You, formerly known as Low Tech, Anta Architecture, Streety Baby, Megs the Great, Kimchi Criminal, Bones the Producer, Vicky Cassis, Distant Star, Sense Beats, Controller Rises, Lean Lizzy. Shout out to Lean Lizzy. Cootie Fresh. Granddaddy Woo. Taki. Black God 9. Black Soul. U4. Man, T. Yo, so many people, man. T. Einsoft, my guy. Four Mount. Jazz Ali. Tatsumaki. Who knows? That's the first season. Now we into the second season. This is Unusual. Economy. YTC. Nimzo for Nimzo Beats. Good Food Music. Super Duper. Wave Groove from Beat Cinema. Telly McLean. Sample. Ayo Sample. Jay Hershey. Hajino the One. Sumo Wave, man. Blessings to Sumo Wave, man. Just made the trip all the way to Washington State, man. Jewel C, who's, yo, man, she's doing some amazing things. Big Daddy Chop, you already know, the Verbal Assassin. Sleepless in Flatland. Man, incredible artist, man. Acclimated Assassin, Friend Carrick, Bag Season Records. Shout out to Bag Season Records, man. Double A, Philip Drummond, all of the artists that have been on like the random episodes as well, man. Random beat makers you should know, Audius and SoundCloud still popping. Shout out to Wino Willie and Calliope, L3 Miss, the whole Flipper Beat Club chapter, man, where it started in Sacramento though. Phil Spector, shout out to Phil Spector, man. B-Tape Co-op, worldwide, that's a worldwide edition right there. Chong Wizard Records edition. Jomi Beats, Takedown, Bundo, New Jabez, let me see, Young Link, you know, DiBiase, the Slapmaster General, Tom Bay, Doofus, Nothing New, Radicule, Dusty Ohms, OKY, Afro Blue again with the Beat for Sessions joint, man, Mons Rock, B4 Lasers, man. Yo, that's season number 2. Now we're getting season number 3. You know what I mean? Starting it off with Rex Mason, your boy Pax, Old Ricky, URL Friends, man. Shout out to that whole URL Friends edition, The Bump Show. Remy MZ, aka The Frenchican. Shout out to him. To Koala as well, man. Q No Rap Name, who got bars, yo. I didn't even know. Yo, man. J Dilla, man. Algorithm C. Yo, that's my guy, man. Shout out to Sean. Shout out to Christian. Yo, and yo, spell his name right. All caps, period in between each letter, yo. Get it right, yo. Shout out to Jay Filt, man, one of my senseis. Skyscraper, yo. They doing some amazing things over there, man. The DJ, MC, all that, man. Beatmaker. Shout out to Tatsumaki again. We did the Guru album release joint this year, man. Yo, the album is, yo, man, you better go check that out, man, if y'all have it. It's available on Bandcamp only. Hit up my boy Tatsumaki, man, he's a killer, yo. J Ideas, man, Sam Drumlow, Elixir the Ill Fairy, yo, what's up, yo? Ero 3, aka Erozilla, SideQuest, Elombrio, and Bap Notes Music, man. And then of course this episode was Anthony Church, man. So yo, everybody that we just named has been a guest on the show for the last 3 years. I want to say thank you. Yo, I couldn't have made it this far without any of you. So if you share it, if you like it, if you retweet it, if you put it in your stories, if you just listen, you know, while you're driving, flying, biking, you know, just put it on while you're cleaning the house, or you know what I mean, or doing something else. Thank you. All right, the recommendations that I keep receiving, that yo, you need to check out this person. Thank you. You know what I mean? Keep those coming, man. And yo, man, just because it's 100 don't mean we're stopping. I'ma just keep evolving this podcast to be something that's going to document beat culture, man. You know what I mean? We need to document beat culture as best as possible. Even if I don't have the most expensive equipment and stuff like that, I'm still going to document beat culture the best way I know how. So I'm going to use the tools I got, and I'm going to make it pop every single time. So listen, if you enjoyed this podcast and you made it this far, and you feel like you want to support this podcast, please scroll down to the bottom of the description of the show. Click on support the show. Boom. And that's how you can support the show, man. Anything helps. And I got big plans for this podcast, man. So, yo, keep up the great work, everybody. Yo, all my beat makers, music producer, composers, shout out to y'all. Respect to y'all. Y'all managing, you know what I mean, your work life, your college life, your family life. Still finding time to be creative beings, man, and finding joy in being creative, man. And that's what I appreciate the most, man. So, yo, that's it, man. I said a lot, man. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Episode number 101 is coming up soon, man. So, yo, don't even go far, man. Just put this on. Yeah, like where you get podcasts, subscribe to it, man. All right? Big peace and love, man. You know what I mean? Protect your chickens. Count your blessings and not your problems. And I'm going to see y'all on another episode of the Rec Show Podcast. Peace and love, y'all. Bye, 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 bye.
Yo, this your boy Takeith.
Yo, this is Filth Spectre.
Love, y'all. This is T.Einsoff.
Yo, this your girl Brown Jewel.
This is Black Eye 9. You're checking out the Rec Show with Goldemar. Goldemar.
Watch 2 years fly past since I blossomed at 25. Head aching and heartbreaking. I lost some essential time, though I have to admit, this ain't the way that I thought the sun would shine on my future days. But this is where I draw the line in permanent ink, mixed with blood, sweat, and tears as I sink to the bottom of my thoughts in a 6x9 box. Incarceration eating at me like incineration of the skin, killing me softly, Lil' Ren, y'all. Plague masses hitting me with batons, with green suits and yellow patches. How can I go on? They say that the strong will be the only ones to survive, but all the war to do much more than just stay alive. Time is of the essence and it's undefeated. Can't twist it, bend it, or break it. Can't cheat it, but we watch it evolve and dissolve some niggas. The same concept, corruption and laws do niggas. Ayo, ain't no trust, the streets is not just. In most cases, it's cold cases. And when you make it, new friends turn to old faces and bring their cups to the old wastes. Miss me with that fake shit and throw it in your basement. Thirsty ass niggas that's classless and tasteless. If I had a dime for the mind of the basic, I'd probably be rich enough to buy all the nations. If niggas can't dominate you, they will hate you. Life is a test, so embrace what it takes to make you or break you. And if you survive tribulation, then I am the outcome you can relate to. Thank you. I said I am the outcome you can relate to. Relate to. Nigga, I am the outcome you can relate to. Thank you. Yeah, I said I am the outcome you can relate to. Thank you, y'all. Y'all, it's a thin line between money and evil. Friends and snakes, cocaine, crack pipes and needles. Bitches and hoes, good times that turn to woes. What you know now and what you thought you used to know. Wisdom at times coincides with intelligence without experience.
These lights represent every living person on the planet. The white lights are humans. And these are the mutants.
tell like younger kids or other producers, like, that's cheating. You can't really be sad, but bro, like, when it comes to this producing shit, you can do whatever you want.
You've been listening to the Rec Show podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. Remember three things. Believe in your music. Take care of your mentals. Become the best version of yourself. Until the next one, Golden Mind signing off. Peace and love, yo.
To be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
These young boys getting better. This is not like the NBA where you can retire. Like, this is, you have to keep going.